Well, the customer will ring me with a particular job. Pressure testing, hydrostatic testing, gas and oil field. They'll give me a pressure range, a volume range, and I'll design a machine to go with it. And if it's in a intrinsically safe area, we can do that as well. Explosion-proof area, easy job, good job.
They have a trailer as well? You design.
If they want a trailer, skid mount, whatever they want, and a wheel around, whatever the customer wants, we design it and build it.
I've taken quite a few photos of your mining trailers especially.
Yep.
They all look really heavy duty.
Well, they have to be to go on a mine site. Because I've got honour the warranty, regardless if I buy it or build it, that's better if we build it. We know it's going to be in one piece at the end of the day.
And they have very specific mine specs, of course.
Oh, well, it's our own design. It's just a heavy-duty trailer. Look at the chassis, one piece from tail light to tow bar. And then the trailer's built on top of the chassis. Yeah, it's about as heavy as we can get them. Everything, including the guards, is 3 mil. So there's no lightweight gear on the trailer at all. The only downfall is they're a little bit heavy when we build them, so you can't put as much gear on them, but they don't fall apart.
And they have a pretty tough life out in the mine.
They all come in at, I don't know, about 2.5 tonne loaded, 2¾ tonne loaded, so they're still right to tow with any ute.
Oh, right.
Four-wheel drive ute, yeah.
So, like on a mine site, like vehicle, they could still tow them around?
Yep.
Everything just looks so heavy-duty.
All load-sharing suspension. All Aussie made too, by the way. All of it. All of it galvanised now. All the trailers are hot dipped.
And it's, so then what goes on top of the trailer?
Whatever water blaster customer wants. Normally 1,000 litre water pod. There's a rapid spray tank with baffle balls in there for stability. Toolbox, hose reel, and a water blaster from 3,000 to 5,000 PSI. Hot, cold. Fire extinguisher, wheel chocks. All our wiring is inside steel conduit or runs through the chassis, so nothing's exposed at all. LED lights, standard.
Do they have a flashing light on them?
No. We normally get them mine spec'd if the customer wants it. But normally, Thiess or BMA, if they buy it, they do all that themselves.
So they put all the high-vis stripes and all that sort of stuff on
it? Yeah, if required.
The actual mine is commissioning you to design these trailers?
Yes, I had that in Dalley Bay. Yeah, the last six trailers have all gone to Dalley Bay, Thiess and BMA.
Dalrymple Bay?
Coal Terminal, yep. We've always built trailers, always. Oh, most of the trailers go to contractors. They're F&H Cleaning, they've got a six-pack of them. But there's a few local ones in there, plumbers have bought them for drain cleaning, pressure testing. Solar trailers, we sent 32 to Kalgoorlie, which has nothing to do with water blasters, but still building trailers. We did Powerlink contract, did most of their bore installations, which has nothing to do with water blasters again. But
so at least it's water.
At least it's water.
It's not the sun.
Yeah. No, we set up most of their bores, built their water blasters on concrete pads with secure cages on them, and delivered all of them all up and down the Bolingbroke line. All around Nebo, did all their servicing.
How do they use high pressure pumps in mining? What do they use them for?
Cleaning. That's all they use them for is cleaning on mine sites.
The big machines and
stuff.
Yeah,
you know, shutdowns and breakdowns. Yeah, every service they tow a water blaster out with them to clean around what they've got to pull apart and replace and whatnot.
That saves people like me sitting there in the water cart getting a numb foot.
Yeah.
Hosing up while they drag the hose up and...
Exactly.
Yeah, for hours. And I know without the big diggers, the 996, they'd have, if they were doing a big service, one of those contractor kind of crews would come in.
Yep.
And we'd have to go and maybe give it a quick, they'd give it a hose off, hit the tracks with the cannon and stuff.
Yeah.
And then those contractors would come in and they had all the sexy gear, big trucks with... heaps of high-pressure washers on them, and they put their sperm suits on and get out there and get right in there and do it. There's chicks do it too.
Yeah, that's what they do, all the detail and the blackjack removal and all the horrible stuff. I've installed, back in the day, a couple of drive-through truck washers for B-doubles for Karcher, but we're doing one now for one of the mines, just quoting all the equipment, underbody wash, side wash, chemical dosing station. They use high volume pumps. One I'm quoting on is 170 litres a minute at about 1,000 psi, so it's pretty big.
So do you do the ones where a platform with a big cannon on either side, where the guys would stand up there and you put the tray up and they hose the truck and all of that? You don't do those?
Nope. So we do the other end. We're high pressure, low volume with the water blasters.
And they are?
They are high volume, low pressure with the water cannons.
That's where you park your truck, and then they had the little drive in and out bit with your car wash.
Yep.
And then all the fitters especially, or we would, if parked up for rain and stuff, take the light vehicle and go up the ramp. Do you do those sort of ones?
That's what we do. Just standard water blaster.
Say someone sees this or is listening to this who is attached to a mine. Same procedure for them. Send you an email, give you a call, and then go from there, work out what their needs are.
Yep, and if it's a breakdown or broken part, just text me or email me a photo, what they want. Their idea of what the part's called and is, this is not what I'm going to hear.
So photo's so good when it comes to part.
Mobile phones are brilliant.
Take a photo on your phone, shoot it to your mobile so you can see what it is.
Otherwise it's on the phone for 15 minutes with them trying to explain what it is too.
That's exactly what happens, There's not too many pumps I can't identify through a photo. Or unload a valve or any part.
Do you then put it on a courier and send it out to them?
Yeah, we do specials all the time.
If they've got a breakdown and it's 3 o'clock in the morning and they're doing a dragline shutdown or something like that.
Yep.
We need it yesterday. I know what they
I've done that for the gas and oil before. They've met a taxi or a courier then at work, 2 in the morning. Some parts out for them and off they go. And they're off to airport, put that on a plane, send it out to the gas fields.
And that's the nature of mining. It doesn't stop. You enjoying this? Not too bad, eh?
Hardly can contain myself.
Oh, I can tell.